Here we go, baby. Oh, what episode are we on?
74.
Fucking bangers, man.
Song is a fucking banger.
All right, episode 74, Cup of Jokes podcast.
What's up,
holy
Cup of Jokes
shit.
Fans, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Yeah, we want to give a quick shout out to right into the sponsors real quick. Clutch Charger, fits in your pocket, Check them out on Kickstarter.
And Raise Clutch Energy Charger Drinks.
And Raise Energy.
I love it.
Join the Raise Rebellion on Instagram. They are great. Now let's get right into some goofy fucking shenanigans. Who are you calling right now?
Sex Enhancement Pills.
It's just called Sex Enhancement Pills.
I saw the number on a curb.
Is it on a curb?
On the sign.
I was panhandling for money, and I just saw the sex thing.
I saw it on the sign. So we're calling it. We're going to leave them a voicemail if they don't answer.
Are you going to grow your dick?
I mean, it enhances sex.
Does it enhance sex, like you feel more, or it makes your dick bigger?
I don't. That's why we're calling them to find out.
Yeah. You gotta ask that. I want my dick bigger. I don't have any issues with it. I just want it bigger.
Yeah.
I don't think this 10 inches.
Hello. No one is available to take your call at this time. Please leave a message after the tone.
You got it. Hey, this is Harry Kermit. Calling about the sex enhancement pills. I have a few questions about it. I saw your sign on the side of the road, and it said, give us a call if you need to enhance the size of your dick, or is it enhance sexual pleasure? Right now, I'm sitting at about 5.5 inches. I would like to get to 8 inches because I'm trying to fly out to LA, that's Los Angeles, and do the porn industry. So I need to know if I take the sex pill, does it grow my cock?
And does it make your cock work?
Does it make my cock
work? My cock's not working.
Bigger? Yeah, I'm with my friend right now. We're both interested in that.
Tell him my dick doesn't work.
I will. Hold on, Tony. Tony's dick doesn't work either. So if you can let us
Tony
know.
Tony Wellens. That's my name.
Tony. Yeah, I told him. Tony Wellens. So if you can give us a call back, 407-312-3938. We want to know about the dick. Large penis pills and mm-hmm. Tony Wellens and Kermit Gonzalez is our names, so give us a call back. Thanks, bye. Give my brother's number again.
I know. Yeah, it's a long ass voicemail.
Yeah, hopefully they call him.
Where did you find this number again?
Just it was on the curb some guy's here.
What do you mean side curb? So
there's a guy who's here.
There's a guy at the house?
Yeah, it was a kid.
And a kid. They're walking in the street, bro.
I know.
Who are you calling now?
They buy houses for cash.
They buy houses for cash.
Yeah.
He's like, I want $100,000.
$100,000.
Buy houses for cash.
They buy houses for cash.
So well, what else would you buy it with? Bitcoin?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
Dogecoin?
I have a 1983 Volvo. For sale.
Will you buy that for cash?
Yeah, but I'm fucking it.
We only buy houses, but
please leave your message for 404-079-2-7-6-7-4-4.
Hey, how you doing? Is Tony Wellens here? I saw you guys you sell or you buy houses for cash. The only problem is I live in a van, and I was seeing if you guys buy vans. Now, the van's a 1978
fuck wagon.
Excuse my language. fuck.
Another name of a fucking van.
I just hung up.
Fuck. 1978.
fuck wagon. All right, for those people wondering, we don't script it. We just wing it, and that's why we sometimes fuck up live on air.
Not fuck wagon.
I should have said 1978 Whirlpool because we're in front of that.
You are?
Yeah, damn it, dude.
Oh, you should have.
Yeah.
We should talk about the stove place. We sell stoves. Home Depot?
Yeah.
So I put my kid in it, and he broke it. I wasn't going to cook him. I was just trying to scare him. He wouldn't clean his fucking room. What would you do? Okay. All right, let's back away.
All right,
from that.
So back.
All right, well, what else is going on? What's going on in the world? How was your week? You've done some comedy, right?
I did comedy last night at Harry Buffalo's. Did open my comedy.
Yeah,
dude.
You're
sports
hosting
is
that
back.
Next week.
I'm
right?
open next week. Come out.
Yeah, and sports is back.
Sports is back.
What
baby.
Sports? Which ones? Bocce ball.
Baseball.
Baseball. Was that a burp?
Yeah, baseball's back. The best sport in the world.
Fuck baseball.
What? Why?
It's so fucking boring.
Oh, come on,
it's so
dude.
Boring that no one goes to the fucking games and watches. Even
yeah, they can't.
Corona.
They can't.
Even before
Oh, get
corona.
The fuck out. Like
yeah,
that.
Dude. Yeah. I grew up in fucking South Florida. People used to just stop. They were giving tickets away.
Well, I mean.
It's just baseball's boring as fuck. It's very hard to do. I respect the people that do it.
Oh, yeah. Do you? You respect them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you saw a baseball player tonight, you would respect them.
I wouldn't be like, fuck you. Baseball sucks.
You don't respect me.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Because you're not a baseball player.
Yeah, I played baseball.
So what? You play. It doesn't mean you're a professional athlete.
I should be. I know. I'm not.
Yeah. We're going to get going to who's the... back in my day, I'd throw a football over the mountains, Uncle Rico.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
I could have been in the NFL.
National Fuck League.
Yeah, but then I blew my knee out. That's why I'm fat now.
That is true.
Yeah, what if I was one of those? I just constantly talked about high school. It's like, bro, remember football? That was when I was cool, right? Remember that shit, bro?
I got so much pussy.
How cool. I didn't get any pussy.
No?
I was the pussy.
I didn't get shit.
I was so afraid to talk. Every girl that wanted to get with me,
yeah.
I didn't want.
And why?
I just wasn't attracted to them. Hmm. I was attracted to like girls that were way above my league for that time. Because that was back when I believed there was leagues. That's how stupid I was.
There's no leagues.
Yeah, it's a matter of if you're compatible or not.
But
I was like, for some reason, I just only wanted to date the girls that was... are really hot, and I was not in that caliber.
Yeah, you were attracted to physical attributions instead of the inner.
I just wanted a girl with like
fuck.
5 stamina, like plus 10 magic, like some good some good attributes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some good skills, like bow hunting skills.
The fuck?
Nunchuck skills. You know the shit that girls do.
None
Bro, if
that.
A girl could play with nunchucks, imagine her jerking you off. That'd be insane. She'd rip your dick off, start throwing it around.
It's a really good hand job.
Put it back on you.
Yeah,
that'd be
true.
Pretty solid.
I was watching sports and I was high, and then there was fans in the fucking.
I thought fans couldn't go.
They were cardboard fans. I was like, oh my god. And then a foul ball was hit. Guy didn't move. I was like, holy fuck, he just took that off the dome.
Yeah, he took it to the dome. Took balls to the face.
And then I was
like,
are
you sure you weren't there? That wasn't you?
No, I wasn't. Oh yeah, that's right. We went there. Me and you.
Where?
We flew to Los Angeles.
Yeah. That was us.
Check us out. Cup of Jokes, official Instagram.
Yeah,
we put a picture up.
Yeah, we were in... we did.
L.A.
Yeah.
We
broke through, man.
We broke through, went to our first baseball game in Los Angeles. We walked in and said, hey, we're a Cup of Jokes. I said, come on in. We got 2 seats reserved.
Get in right now.
Get this
corona.
So check us out. Cup of Jokes, official Instagram, and you'll see the actual picture of me and Jake at the baseball game. We were on TV.
Yeah.
Not a joke.
Quality.
Totally not made up.
Solid.
Totally didn't professionally Photoshop us in there.
They paid us to be there to make an appearance.
Paid us $25.
Not a lot of people are flying because they're afraid of, apparently, there's some kind of pandemic. But we're not. We ain't bitches, bro. They paid us to fly.
Yeah, exactly.
We got paid to go to fucking L.A.
Yeah.
And we had sex with lots of chicks. It was pretty cool. And then we hung out with Jake Paul.
Who the fuck is that?
This fucking YouTube kid who threw a massive party and he's getting in trouble for it.
Yeah, what a dick.
We didn't go there.
No, I know.
We went to the game though, for real.
Yeah, we did go. Check it out.
Dude had like a tractor at his party.
Yeah.
For some fucking reason.
Yeah. Shout out to all our fans that listen. John from, Bruno.
And, dude, I've been playing with a fan.
Really?
He's been on my stream a couple times.
Thanks to all our listeners in India, Ryu, fucking Naira Kadish.
His name is...
Fucking all of them, bro. They're all great.
Pierre Ali is this dude.
Let me see him.
Irshad Ali. I might be saying that wrong. Irshad Ali. He follows a couple jokes.
Looks like a terrorist, but it's all good.
Why are you saying that?
Hey, just, you know. He's not.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's not.
He's a cool dude. I play Warzone with him.
I like him.
I'm pretty sure he listens to the podcast, too.
I like him. Shout out to, what's his name?
His name is Pierre, P-E-E-R Ali.
Shout out to Pierre Ali.
He's the man.
We're just kidding. He's not a terrorist.
No shit.
Who, you know, what is it? What do you think we could be terrorists?
Anyone can. Anyone that
causes home domestic terror.
Anyone that like provokes terror.
No, but like, I'm talking about, say we go to Iraq. Do you think we could get in ISIS, even though we're white?
Fuck no.
Why? Because
well,
we're
actually,
white?
If we were committed to the cause, yeah.
Really?
We could be, dude, you'd be a good double agent. You look like a fucking cop.
I look like a douchebag.
Yeah. Like a cop.
I get right in.
You look like...
That's true.
You look like... Yeah. You look like a Little League coach or someone trying to be a cop.
Yeah, true.
You look like you're in the police academy, but yeah. You couldn't pass the tests.
So now I'm a bike cop?
Yeah, you're a bike cop. They didn't give you a gun. They gave you a coin purse.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
I couldn't pass the physical test.
I wonder why.
That's why I'm... Yeah, because I'm fat. There
know,
you go.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, how
cool.
Are you?
Dude, shout out to Dan.
Dan.
Yeah, shout him out.
Yeah, shout just for the fuck of it.
We can do whatever we want. This is our podcast.
It is
nobody.
This is our podcast.
We're the president and CEO of our podcast.
Yeah, we're president. We're the president and the first lady.
Who's the first lady?
If we're gonna base it off of who's more feminine,
yeah,
I feel like girls would see you as more feminine just because I'm a big hulking heap of pure muscle, you know, not fat, dude, yeah. Straight jacked mass.
Oh, okay.
Of. Fuck you. Yeah,
that's what I thought. So, anyways, man, dude, some crazy shit.
What was crazy?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Just, Corona's going on. The world's on fire. You know, I'm on unemployment right now, and they're about to take away like the majority of my money. Just because they can.
No more money for you. No more eating. So how much you're gonna get? $275 a week.
Yeah, instead of $875 a week.
Sucks dick.
Yeah,
dude. What's your Uber?
I have a shitty truck.
Yeah, you want people.
My truck broke down. I just got it fixed yesterday.
How much was it?
Free.
How?
It was my battery. It was bad.
Aww.
Yeah, it was a 3-year battery. So I was like, there's no way it's the battery. I've had it for a year. So I was gonna get a bunch of diagnostic tests done.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, yeah, it'll be about 200 just to get it in here and look at it. I was like, well, fuck you, man. Like, I know what's wrong with it. And I was wrong. I didn't know what was wrong with it. And then I had a tow truck literally drive over. And I was like, you know, just for the hell of it, do you have a jump box? And he's like, yeah, see? And then he fucking jumped my car.
Are you Spanish?
No, he was actually white.
Why did you say like,
yeah, see? Because he spoke Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, why do you assume he was Spanish? Just because I said that.
I don't know.
You never seen a white dude that speaks Spanish? I can name like five.
Name them right now.
Next subject. No, but they jumped my car and it was fine. Got the battery replaced. I wanted to get my battery checked because after I got it jumped and the guy looked at it. It was so fucked up. He goes, I'm not testing. He goes, that battery's broken. I'm not testing it.
He said that?
Yeah, he straight up. I was like, are you going to test it? He goes, I don't have to. I'm not putting this machine on there. It's gross. It's corroded. The thing's bloated. He goes, and as for the battery, he was talking about me because I was bloated.
Ba-dooch. Bam. Hey, bam, a battery walks into a bar, goes to the bartender, and he says, hey, let me get a drink. And the guy goes, all right, just don't start anything.
Okay, this is what we're at. This is what we're doing now. I don't know if I hate you or me more. There. That's I don't. Funny.
I don't know.
So I
should meme that. I'm going to meme that.
You're going to meme that?
Yeah, it's funny.
It's a dad joke. It's a street joke.
It's a street joke.
Fuck, a street joke, bro.
That's why you could do it. Dude, an Uber passenger told me the funniest joke, and I started laughing out, and I forget who said it, but if he didn't.
Dude, steal it.
No, the guy's like.
No, just steal it.
I asked
him.
Comedy's
good. You're supposed to steal
it. I said, hey, did you make that? And he said, yeah. I was like, bull fucking shit. I know, like, Bill Burr probably had this, like, 20 years ago or some shit.
What is it?
The dude was from New York, and I was talking to him. I was like, yeah, man, I might go to New York soon. And he goes, hey, why do New Yorkers take so long to say the alphabet? And I was like, why? He goes, a fucking A, a fucking B, a fucking C. And I'm like,
that's an old school. That's got to be like, that's a street joke.
But I was like, I never heard that before. And I was like, did you make that? And he goes, yeah. I was like, did you? He's like, yeah, I made that like 40 years ago. I was like, get the fuck out. I was like, there's no way. I try looking up. I can't find anything.
Do you not know what sarcasm is, Joe?
Well, he was being an asshole, and
yeah,
I sucked his off dick off.
Fucking sarcasm.
Whatever, bro.
It's like if I started singing a Beatles song. Did you make that up? Yeah, it's me.
Oh,
yeah.
Whatever. I feel bad, so.
Yeah. Imagine all the fucking people.
Thanks for calling the Orlando Southeast Home Depot. This call may be recorded.
Home Depot?
As an essential retailer, Home Depot
Jesus
is open
Christ.
From 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. In one
what are you
going to
ask for? Some good wood? Just going to wing it. Customer service.
Before
remember
I
when we filmed in Home Depot?
Yeah.
We've temporarily adjusted our return
they let
period
us do everything.
To accept returns
they did.
For up to 180 days after purchase. Please help us limit store traffic and refrain from making
just give me a fucking live person.
Connecting you now.
Thank God.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we
connecting
transfer your
you
call
now.
To the next available representative.
I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. That's the Home Depot theme music. That's a banger.
Slaps. I'm gonna fuck to this song. I'm not gay, but I would get fucked to this song.
Pick up, bitches.
Yeah.
Pick up, right fucking now. Pick up, fucking my dick. Fucking my dick.
That's a plaid shirt.
Plaid shirt?
Yeah. Like a plaid long sleeve shirt with like a Harlem hat.
Home Depot fucks.
Raw.
They're not picking up. I'm gonna pretend to be the CEO. You should look up the CEO's name.
I got you. All right, don't hurry.
I'm gonna get a voicemail and leave it. Why the fuck aren't you picking up? This is horse shit. Yeah, we got a lot of dead air right here.
Not dead air. We were playing this. His name is Craig Manier.
Craig Manier?
All right. Yeah, look at this guy.
Let me see what he looks like. I gotta see what he looks like so I can put the voice to
you
him.
You can channel his
Let
energy.
Let me see what he looks like. I'm gonna channel his energy right now. Okay, here we go. Hey, what's up? It's Craig. Hey, that's a good
Craig
that's
impression. Really
good,
yeah. That's very good.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Working on that.
It does, bro. They don't like you. They're not gonna answer.
What's up? It's Craig. Can you talk to the regional manager there?
Yeah.
Fuck these cunts, dude. How can they not answer? Anyways.
Fuck these cunts, dude.
What's going on in the news, bro? You know what I've been Ubering and I just talked to people and they tell me crazy shit. This dude in New York, he was like a Wall Street guy. He had like millions of dollars and they found him with his head cut off. In his fucking apartment.
Probably.
Yeah, let's look at the story right now.
Bro, the whole political and like the whole people controlling money shit is crazy right now.
Yeah.
Like Gerstein, whatever the fuck that girl's name is.
Oh.
Something Maxwell.
Yeah.
Fucking Epstein's piece. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's fucking... Everyone's being super nice. Oh, we wish her well and shit.
I saw Andrew
Schultz.
She has
so much dirt. Yeah, Andrew Schultz killed it.
Yeah.
Andrew and Mark are killing that fucking segment.
Yeah.
Weekly or...
Think weekly. They make one a week because it takes days to like write that shit.
Yeah, it's fucking legit, bro. There's so many jokes crammed in there. And fucking, there's at least twice where I go... Fuck! I have to like pause it and laugh.
Yeah, there was one I laughed out loud. I was taking a shit at Lowe's.
Wait, you're taking a shit at Lowe's?
I was at Lowe's getting something.
Why?
I don't know. And I watched it. And I watched the video and I laughed out loud.
You're just in the toilet, just in there.
I was at Lowe's. I was like, I don't know. Anyways, man's dismembered body is found in luxury Manhattan condo. An electric chainsaw was found near the man's torso, law enforcement officials said.
They did it with a chainsaw.
Units in the Lower East Side building have this dude. All right, so his name. I just had his fucking name. Oh, I can't say it. Fahim Salia, 33-year-old technology entrepreneur and owner of the condo where his body was found dismembered.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody knows why, but he probably was like in with the wrong people and he owed like millions of dollars or he like fucked somebody over. And then his cousin went to his apartment because he wasn't answering and she walked in and found his body dismembered.
Where's his head?
Like right next to the chainsaw.
Oh, they left it there and they just dismembered. They just cut the head off. Oh, yeah. I thought they put his head somewhere to like send a message.
Nah.
That's what I do when I kill like mosquitoes and cockroaches. Like if there's like ever a big mosquito on my wall and I kill it, I leave that bitch there so the other bugs know.
I do that too.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, make it dominance.
Leave a cockroach in the corner so other cockroaches see it. They're like, holy shit, what happened to Tony? And let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways.
Other bugs might eat them, but it's whatever. It's
you're putting fear into the other people.
Yeah.
Like
so
what,
now every
what Trump does to
you?
Mexicans, boom.
What? Jesus Christ.
Boom. I'm serious.
Huge. He's a huge roach.
Huge roach. We have to get rid of him. We have to get rid of the Mexicans.
I've been staying away from the news.
The Puerto Ricans. We have to get rid of them all.
Okay, stop doing. You're not good at
Trump. No.
Right. Fuck it.
What about Bill Clinton?
Comes off race. Don't. I don't pay attention to politics or news. I've just been playing video games a lot.
Yeah. What do you do? Do you Twitch?
Streaming on Twitch.
Do you do it naked?
I wish.
Really?
No. I was supposed to play. I've been fucking streaming. Barstool followed my Twitch.
The Instagram account?
my dishwasher just opened magically.
The dishwasher?
It's alive, dude.
It's smoking. It's hot.
It's steaming. You fuck. Well, they followed me. I'm supposed to play with some dude named Schmitty.
Schmitty?
Yeah, I was supposed to play with him today, but he wasn't on today.
Is he famous?
Yeah, I'm on Twitch and shit. He's like Barstool's gaming, face of like Barstool Gaming.
So he thinks he's better than everybody?
No, I think he's just assembling like a team of really good people.
He's not better than me.
Yeah, I guarantee. Well, I don't know.
Exactly.
At Black Ops 2, maybe not, but I guarantee he's buried in
the
Warzone.
Don't get me started right now.
You don't even play. You never even played Warzone, bro.
I played.
You never even been in Verdansk.
Ah, I don't give a fuck.
You mean, bro?
Oh, man. Breaking news.
What?
Adam Murray gave me a bunch of fireworks.
Why did he give those to you?
I went to Bonkers and he had them at his the office. He said, hey, you want these fireworks?
That's a horrible Adam Murray. You have a good impression of Adam Murray. Yeah. We do it all the time behind his back. All
right, ready?
Go ahead and do it.
What's up, Joe? Got these fireworks. You can have them if you want, man. You got any scratch-offs lately?
That's actually it. You're thinking like, damn, Joe, you barely changed, but that actually sounds like him.
So anyways, I got these fireworks.
That's spot on.
And then I was like lighting them off at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
For like 4 nights in a row, 2 in the morning.
Yeah, you posted on your story.
I posted on my Instagram story, just me lighting off this firework, 2 in the morning in my neighborhood. And then one of my neighbors sees me the next day. And he's like, hey, you know who's been lighting off the fireworks at 2 in the morning? And I was like, dude, if I catch them, I'm going to be pissed because it's been waking
I will fuck them up.
They've waking me up.
I don't care
too.
How old they are. If they're a kid, they're going to get these hands. Oh,
he's a cop.
Oh, he's a cop?
Yeah, so he has to get up at like 6 a.m. And here I am lighting off fireworks at 2 a.m.
He definitely knows it's you.
Well, I sold it. Well, I seriously was like, yeah, I heard it one night, man, and it was like, I was like, is that a firework? And then I went right back to sleep, and then I heard the next night, you know, they got some fucking nerve, these kids.
These fucking kids.
And then
what are you gonna do?
He looked at me, and he's like, it's totally this fucking cracker.
Yeah, he knows it's you.
Yeah, because he's Spanish. So he called me he's probably thinking, cracker? Fucking cracker.
Nah, if I was Spanish, I'd call you pendejo.
What's that mean?
I think it means like idiot. Dumbass or asshole.
Idiot, yeah, get it right, idiot.
It does it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know that?
Yeah,
I speak Spanish. That. You do?
Sometimes.
Oh, sometimes. When I need it.
Well, I go to Spanish barbershops. I learn words.
Very true.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Spanish barber. I need to go back and get my shit cleaned up.
Yeah, you do.
Spilling into my mouth.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh?
Your dog is black.
Oh, yeah, we have a dog.
We have a dog now, and he's black. I like him.
Yeah, his name's Eli.
Eli. Hello, Eli. You little Eli. Black doggy. How's it, little black doggy?
Why are you gonna say it like that?
He's black. He's got a big cock. Look at his cock right now.
I always do.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
So other news. Sports is back. football's gay.
Football, do you think he's coming back?
Yeah, there's gonna be no fans.
Where? They're just gonna do them in the same like stadiums?
Yep.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, well.
What if like one person on the team catches COVID? They'll like
all catch it.
Because think of it, it's stupid fucking logic. Because it's like, all right, we have a game scheduled for Sunday.
Yeah.
The day of, everyone's tested clean for COVID.
Yep.
What's it called? On Sunday morning or whenever the last test is, one person gets tested positive for COVID. He's been around his whole entire team. How are they going to let that game play? They can't just get rid of him. It's like,
they'll kill him.
They could kill him.
They'll chop him up in little pieces. Boom.
Bam. Put him. That's probably what happened to that Wall Street dude.
He got COVID. And
he got COVID. COVID got him. So COVID kills you with a chainsaw?
Can you imagine getting killed with a chainsaw?
No, cartel kills you with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Got it wrong.
I think that might have been it.
Yeah.
You know what animal freaks me the fuck out?
What?
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos? Yeah, they're creepy looking.
They're just creepy looking, bro.
Kangaroo would beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm smarter than. I think I could take kangaroo.
You know what a baby kangaroo is called?
Joey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Because I'm pretty sure we made a bit about this.
Oh, when we were first starting comedy,
I feel like
sucked.
Someone photoshopped your face into a kangaroo.
Yeah. Think so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Something like that.
So, basketball is gay.
Yeah, it's going to be in Disney.
So, it's been going on and they've been showing like highlights of it and how quiet it is. And like you could hear the players. So my whole thing.
Players talk shit, too.
Bro, the NFL is going to be nothing but racial slurs.
Because it's giant redneck white dudes
versus a lot of black dudes.
Yeah, just slurs being thrown out.
There's a lot of like country men who went to like Oklahoma, like big ass white dudes. And then there's like fucking big ass black dudes who went to.
I don't know, man, but football. I don't care. Football makes you not racist to an extent, in
true.
My opinion.
Blue 42 said, you're a pussy. You're a pussy. Hot, hot, hot. I'm voting for Trump.
Not at all. It's not like. It's
it wasn't
just,
a bit. I was riffing.
I know.
Okay.
But it's just what my experience, at least from playing with it, at least when I was younger, it's just like when you're playing football, you don't really care about race. It's just a matter of like, are they good or not?
Yeah, true.
And it's like when you get to the NFL, when you get to that level, it's a matter of just respect of like, oh, you're this good at the game.
Do you think cops are like that? It's like, we don't care about your race. We just care about how good you are at covering up the crime.
No, cops will just kill people. No, not all cops. Some cops are good. Like your neighbor.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's Spanish.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. I don't give a fuck. He throws parties on off nights.
I have a friend who's Puerto Rican. His dad was a cop. Raised as fuck.
Really?
Oh, my God.
It's funny.
Hard R's and shit.
Hard R's? Oof.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. I've never said a N-word in my life.
Yeah, it's just fucked.
I say the
shower.
He's
not a cop anymore, but he was a cop up in Jersey. He was racist as fuck.
Oh, that's Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's
when I met him, he wasn't a cop. He was retired. But holy
why'd you say
shit.
It like that? He's retired. He was retired.
Have a drink with him. Your ear's going to be full of fucking a lot of words you don't usually don't say.
Like, really?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, it's not.
No, I mean, like, that
fucking sucks.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah. And that suck with someone super racist, but they're super cool to you?
Yeah, they're super nice.
How fucked up is that? Where you're, like, friends with someone, and then they're just like, yeah, so these, the Jews. No. Like, yeah. Say something.
Hi, I'm trying to get to your location. Can you tell me where you're at? Hello?
Good afternoon, this is Matt Wawa. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I think I'm right down the street from Wawa, and I'm trying to find your location. Can you tell me where you're at?
2225 South Goldenrod Road.
Oh, slow down. I have very bad hearing. Can you tell me that again?
2225 South Goldenrod Road.
2225? How many twos?
Three.
Too many? Twos?
Tell them where a John three. Young Park
two,
went.
Okay, three twos. So 1, 2, 3. So 2, 2, 2, like a minute. 2, 2?
5.
Two, okay, 2, 2, 2, 5.
South Goldenrod Road.
Okay.
How far is that from John Young?
I am a ma'am. I am a lady. You refer to me as a lady, please.
I was talking to a customer inside the store, miss. I was not calling you a man.
Okay. I apologize. I forgive you.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Bye. Love you.
I'm sorry. What's wrong, miss?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. That was kind of funny.
It was.
Like a choo-choo.
God, we resorted to prank calls.
We ran out of material.
Yeah, we just straight, it went dead air and you were like, voila.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would we call right now that has to answer?
Okay.
That's open. Definitely answer right now.
Hospitals.
No.
Just call
him. I'm not pranking a fucking hospital. Just call Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's? Is that them right there? The hell's that noise?
That's my dishwasher. My dishwasher plays music when you it's done.
What should I say?
Just make a normal order and be like, I want it toasted. They don't toast the sub and be like, what the fuck you mean we don't toast?
They don't toast subs?
No.
Okay.
It's a work thing.
Okay. Why don't they toast subs?
They're built for speed. And you can just be like, well, you have that oven to make the bread, right? Yeah. Put it in there. A little preview of the prank.
All right. They're not answering. Thanks for calling Jimmy John's. I'm up. Fuck you.
I used to work there.
You used to work at Jimmy John's?
Oh, I used to. Yeah, I used to deliver the meat by day and defend the library at night.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I used to say. Real stupid. It was real stupid.
I don't think they're going to answer.
All that shit we were saying about my roommate, don't say anymore.
Yeah, he's here right now. Yeah. And Steve.
Are you still talking about your fucking keto diet, dude?
No. Yep, I am talking about it.
We get it.
Yeah.
Dude, he fucks.
Yeah.
Then
my roommate just walked in. He fucks.
So.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Anyways.
Yeah.
They didn't answer. Should I try another one?
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I used to work there, and I used to answer the phone and be like, hey, thank you for calling Jimmy John's. Can I put you on hold? Click. Hey, what's up? This is Jake. Like, instantly. And they're funny. What?
Okay, so they don't toast.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to make an order.
Can I get bread and cheese and that's only?
Say you want a number 9 Italian. Toast it.
Should I talk like an Italian?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Master Italian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Why is no one answering for you?
Because it's fucking, they know I'm calling.
Yeah, have we called multiple times? Are we on like a block list by Jimmy John's?
We've called a lot of people.
Yeah, we've called Jimmy John's. We've called...
What happened?
No, we tried. My roommate's asking if we've called two places and looped them in. We've gotten close, but oh yeah, call a Chinese restaurant.
Why did you do this to the U.S.?
Why? Don't do that. Call him. Just try
I
want to
talk to Jimmy John's.
Try to order like tacos or some shit. Yeah, I want a chalupa.
Hey, doing?
This is
this is what we've resulted to. We've ran out of material.
Yeah, it's. You can call Uber. My roommate's once again whispering to us to say call Uber Eats. How are you gonna call Uber Eats? They're an app.
Call them. Give them a traumatic life story of how you can't accept the order anymore.
Oh, that's awful.
That's fucked up. Yes. He's telling us to prank an Uber Eats person, but little does he know, Joe
I'm an Uber driver,
is an
bro.
Uber driver. We take offense to that, sir. You sick fuck.
No, you're good. I don't give a fuck.
He's like, yeah, you know those fucking worthless fucks at Uber Eats?
I'm still
going to
do
it. Yeah, why don't you call and prank those fucking losers? Well, we got one sitting right here, bro.
Hey, man, chill.
That's so mean. Now.
Hello. Please
just leave a voicemail. Leave a voicemail.
Okay. Hi, yeah. My name is Tony Wellens. I came in there a couple days ago and I bought one of those rhino pills. And I need to speak to a manager about something. My penis has not stopped growing. I'm currently rocking like a solid 20-inch dong, and it's scaring away the women that I was trying to attract. I was cheating on my wife, and now I've not only destroyed her uterus, I've hurt four different women, and I think I slept with a dude. I don't know. I was just putting it anywhere. I've been fucking girls from a different part of the room, and I just can't even... I can't live with myself. Please give me a call back. I can't think. I'm gonna boner. I'm gonna get lightheaded. I'm gonna... Oh, fuck.